VentureCast. Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to the Social Psychic Radio Show, featuring Jason Zook. In uncertain times, we must change our focus and priorities. This show will highlight social justice issues with the goal of expanding minds and increasing unity, love, and mutual respect for ourselves and our planet. We support the Black Lives Matter movement. Our show aspires to promote social spirituality, which simply means that by coming together, we can solve any of our problems, including the goal of bringing an end to all forms of hate, discrimination, bias, or oppression. We must protect our environment, reform our criminal justice system, and protect every citizen from police brutality. When we come together, it becomes possible to bridge the gaps that plague our society and divide us from within. We the people means everyone.
Hello and welcome to the Social Psychic Radio Show. This is Jason Zook. It's a great pleasure. I have the opportunity to do Free Psychic Readings Friday with Kelly Jo Monahan and myself, returning to do this with our audience. I'm so excited to have everybody on. It's just really great. I think good things are ahead for all of us. I want to let the audience know that our new show, Psychic Visions, with Electricast Media, should be coming out in early January, which is very exciting. We've been working on it, Megan Kane and I, for over a year. And for anyone who's a psychic podcaster or a podcaster associated with the paranormal, we also have something called the Paranormal Universe, which we'll be unveiling sometime next year as well. Feel free to reach out to me with any of that stuff if anyone has questions. I am very excited to bring Kelly Jo on the show right now. Kelly Jo, welcome
Jason.
To the show.
Thanks for having me
How
again.
Are you?
I'm good.
Thank you for I am so excited that we get to do this again, Kelly Jo. We have a good lineup of callers for the show. And I wanted to ask you before we start, what's new with you? If you want to announce anything to the audience or share any of your information, what's coming up?
Yeah, December 12th, I'm going to have a guy named Grizzly. He has a paranormal podcast on YouTube, so I'm excited to talk to him and hear about his adventures. And then the 19th, I'm going to have another show. Going to have Carol Ann on. So that's what I'm doing.
Excellent. Excellent. Very good. I Kelly Jo, you and I talk rather frequently, and I know like a lot of people had some hard times through these holidays. And I was going to say, if there's anyone listening in the audience, and let's say you're grieving a loved one or there's somebody you're sad about, what advice would you give anyone in our audience with that kind of situation?
Well, I know it sounds like redundant, but love never dies, and your loved ones are around you. They love the holidays. So if you have something get knocked over in the kitchen or pictures go sideways, that's them letting you know. Electrical equipment, it's them letting you know they're around.
That's so true, right? I would just say this. Like light bulbs, right? If you're in your house and all of a sudden you see someone flickering light bulbs, have you ever had that kind of situation happen where you... So you've noticed that. I've noticed that as well, and it's just interesting that could happen during things. But
flashlights turning on for no apparent reason, too.
That's absolutely true. All right, let me see. I'm going to start with our callers right now. So we have 630...
Hi.
Hi, 630. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you so much. Can you state your name, where you're from, and what's your question?
So my name is Dion, and I live in Wisconsin. And my question is that I think I do everything I am capable of to advance forward and keep moving forward in life. And at the same time, there's nothing wrong with wanting to be more comfortable. So am I on, like, what do you see for my future as far as like my comfort and my like safety? Like I would like to purchase a home and like have more like stability in my finances.
Okay. Do you want me to go first, Kelly Joe, or do you want to go first?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay. Dion, I'm going to tell you a couple things about your finances. I feel like you've had a little shakiness going on. I feel like through part of this year, but I feel like coming up, you're going to find some stability in your finances themselves. And I feel like there's going to be some stuff coming forward for you by February or March is what I'm picking up. And so if there's something that you've been trying to do, but you haven't been able to get there yet, you're going to be finding in the next several weeks some opportunities coming up for you that you haven't seen before. So this is new opportunities coming in. That's what I'm picking up. I feel like you're going to see between now and middle January some beginnings to that. So that's one thing I'm picking up. The other thing is, as you were talking, I pick up energy off your voice. And don't be hard on yourself if sometimes you feel like things go slower than you expect them to. Be a little more gentler with your expectations, because I feel like you're going to ultimately wind up with better finances overall and stability, that you're not going to struggle very much next year. There's going to be stuff as you get into 23, as you go, that you're going to find greater stability with yourself, especially financially.
Okay. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Go ahead, Kelly Jo.
Well, what I'm seeing is you are going to save your money. You're going to put some away for old lady fund, and then you're going to find a house that's for sale by owner. And it'll be in your price range, and it feels like an old farmhouse. And it's three stories with an acre and a quarter of land. And there's a basement. It don't flood. Main floor, upstairs, and an attic you can stand up in. Lots and lots of trees around it.
Ooh,
and it'll be at the end of the year of 2023 where you're going to see if you can get that house. It feels like October, November.
Okay. Thank you.
There you go.
Work. It's just I have been on the other side of the Wheel of Fortune. Thank you so much for my readings. I really appreciate your energy and your time. I love them. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Oh, you're welcome. Dion, I have one other question to ask you about. Do you have anyone in Ohio you're connected to?
Yes.
Something about Ohio is coming up a lot, so I don't know if you're making a trip over there, if you're going to hear somebody in Ohio, but there's something about that coming up for you that I can see. So just keep that in mind, too. It's positive. It's not a negative. So. And I don't know if
okay.
you know anything about Quaker or something. If there's a pet Quaker, someone has, it's like a form of a bird. But I got the word Quaker as well off your energy. I'm not sure where that's in relation to things. But sometimes I'll pick up something and you may know more about it. And if it's not something that you're aware of right now, you'll know about in the future. So if it hasn't happened yet, someone's coming through to talk about something with Quaker. There might be a town named Quaker or something with a parrot. For some, I have parrots, so I know there's birds called Quaker birds, but there's something about that as well that I'm picking up.
Okay. Thank
okay.
you.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Thanks for calling into the show.
Thank you.
Kelly Joe, that's great. Let's see, 917. Hi, 917. Welcome to the show. This is Jason Zook. Do you have a question for myself? Kelly Joe, wait.
Yes, hi there. This is Bryn. Bryn, I'm currently visiting Encinitas, California. And I have a specific question. I feel that there are guides on the other side that are wanting me to be a student of them to learn a certain technique of healing, a healing technique. And I feel that it feels like it has to do with clearing. And I get sometimes images of my hands doing kind of waving around on the body or something. So I just want to get some clarification on that. Is that what I'm hearing, or what is going
you're
on
describing,
there?
What I'm getting, Bryn, I'm getting that you're describing something like Reiki energy healing or pranic energy healing, some type of thing maybe calling you to get more involved or find out more about that, getting attuned to it. As you were describing that, my spirit guides were bringing that up to me. And I know you were describing it, but I also think you're going to get into more holistic healing. I'll say holistic healing modalities, which will give you an opportunity to not only heal for yourself, but you're going to do for other people. And I highly encourage you to look into it, because any healing we can bring into this world right now is a blessing for everybody involved. So that's what I'm thinking.
Okay.
Something about that in reference to your question.
Right.
So you may even
all
go
right.
on a retreat of some sort, okay, in the future next summer. I see you may go on some type of spiritual retreat as well. And you may meet, and you're going to make some more friends connected in the spiritual world kind of thing. People who are in, like Kelly Joe and I are both psychics, but we're both friends outside of it. And we talk and collaborate and, you know, all that kind of, I think you may have relationships like that in the future.
Right. Okay. All right. Thank you,
all right.
Jason. Thank
and
you.
Another
oh,
thing,
one
don't
other thing.
Overthink it. Because when God says, put your hands, put your hands.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, just don't question. Don't
right,
because
you overanalyze
yeah.
it. Don't do that.
Yeah, no, you're right. All right.
It
okay,
ain't no thinking
you.
Thing.
Exactly, yeah.
Awesome.
No, you're right. Okay.
Pay attention
all right, thank
to your
you.
Clairvoyance.
You're welcome.
Your clairvoyance. Yeah, your clairvoyance is important, but pay attention to that as it comes up for you, okay?
Okay.
One last thing, leave you with. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Jason. Thanks, Kelly Jo.
Thank you.
You're
appreciate
welcome.
You. All right.
Bye.
Excellent. Okay, we have 904. Hi, 904. Welcome to the show. This is Jason Zook. Can I have your name, where you're calling from, and if you have any questions for Kelly Jo or myself?
Hi, this is Stacy calling from Florida.
Hi, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you for
What's
having
your question?
Me. My question is, I have placed many applications out there, and I have not gotten anything that's concrete yet, and I'm getting kind of frustrated right now. I want to see what's coming up for me in the arena of career in 2023, okay. and am I going to be moving anytime soon? Well, I need a job first, though.
Yeah.
Well, I see a I'll go. I see a not-for-profit or contacting you.
Well, one contacted me, and the pay is like, unless it's another one.
Well, it looks like another one. It isn't one that you've done already.
Oh, okay.
And you'd be like the coordinator of it, and you'd set up fundraising and grants, and you're going to learn how to write grants.
Oh, yes. That's right up my alley.
So I see that. And then at the end, the mid-year of 2023, like July, August, you'll move.
Oh, okay.
But you already have a job, and you're moving to be closer to the work. And there'll be a lot more amenities. You might even move to a whole other state.
I'm open.
So there's a connection with Boston.
Oh.
So.
Okay.
Go ahead, Jason.
Excellent.
Thank you.
Couple things I'll say. Kelly Jo, thank you for that, because I feel like every time you pick up stuff, I can pick it up and feed off it. Couple things. I see the word foundation. I write things on a piece of paper as she's talking, and I Kelly Jo talk to you. I wrote the word that you'll be involved with some type of foundation. Your career path is going to go well with it. It's going to help you grow. You're going to be getting a lot of donations for whatever charity or nonprofit or organization you'll be working with in the future. You're also going to be living in a slab-on-grade house with block housing, like concrete, like a very strong structure near a river. And when Kelly Jo said Boston, I saw you near a bridge. So there's some famous river and bridge you'll be living in proximity to in the future.
Okay. All right. Thank
and I
you.
Feel like, and I feel like between now and March, you'll have a better picture about your job front. And so keep everything, just pay attention to when you're looking for stuff or when things are out there. Right now during the holidays, things are a little slow, but they're going to improve as the rest of this year closes out and 2023 starts.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you. Thanks.
Kelly Jo, I feel like a lot of people are like worried about jobs right now. And
I'm just
gonna tell everybody, look, it's a time of year where things are slower until January, but you may still look for something and be able to find something in the month of December. So don't totally put it off the table, but don't get discouraged either.
Right,
you know,
because a lot of times on holiday, nothing happens. Like from
Correct.
Thanksgiving till Christmas, people and jobs don't hire during that time frame.
Absolutely, absolutely. But I'm going to tell people to hang in there because things are going to start improving.
Right.
So then we even expect. That's what I keep getting as premonitions, that the economy is going to improve a lot and things are going to get a lot better for everybody. So it's just a matter of time. But, okay. So we have a 520 number right here. Hi, 520.
Hi.
This is Jason Zook. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
And where are you from?
Lisa from Arizona, thank you for taking my call. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate you. What's your question for us?
Blessing. Well, I'm going to put this house up for sale. My significant other has passed, and I'm working to put the house up for sale. Do you see that selling fairly soon, quick? After I put
I'll go first if you want. Kelly Jo?
Go ahead.
Couple of things. I would say be patient with the sale unless you're willing to come down on a price below what you would expect. That there would be a – unless you have an interested buyer, it may take some time, but not to be discouraged by that. That's just the general market conditions right now. It's very likely it'll sell. It may take a little longer than you expect, so just be patient with the time frame because I don't see it concluding in a 1-2-3 type of thing. I see it more protracted. I think eventually, though, it will sell and you'll be satisfied, but it's going to take a while. That's what I'm getting.
Okay.
Go ahead, Kelly Jo.
What I see is I see a good profit. I see you'll have two sales that'll, like, bomb out, but don't get upset. It's like they can't get the funding. But in March, you'll get a buyer that the sale will go through, and it's a done deal, and you make a good profit.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, the powers that thank you, because a lot's been going on with that house. I had a break-in, and I've had to spend a lot of money trying to get it secure, putting a system in, and I just thought, I'm done with this house. Done. And so I'm going to just put it on the market.
Yeah, and you'll get a person that likes the eclecticness of it.
Oh, it is eclectic. Yes, you're psychic. You're picking it up.
I am psychic.
Thank you.
Yep.
You're welcome.
Yeah, excellent. The only thing I'll add to you is if you have certain collectibles at the house, there might be something that catches the eye of the buyer as well. So there might be something in the house that they really like, and they may ask you if they can include it in the purchase. Some unique items that you have there that might be collectible is what I'm being told as well. Something about. So there may be more than just the house that you might be selling them. There might be something more. They like the ambiance of it.
Okay. Well, okay. I'm emptying it out. I'm moving everything out. So I have to think about that, what that would be.
Cool.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much for calling in. Appreciate you supporting the show. Thank you.
Merry Christmas, too.
Yeah. Excellent. That was spot on, Kelly Jo. Awesome. All right. We're at 856. Hi, 856. This is Jason Zook. Welcome to the show. Where are you calling from? Your name? And do you have a question for Kelly Jo or myself? Emma.
Rose Maria from New Jersey.
Hi, Rosemaria from New Jersey. What is your question for us?
I just have a quick question. I've been getting different messages from different people and asking me if I'm going overseas next summer, and I'm wondering why they're asking me and how they find out. And I kind of had a notion, so I'm not sure what the get-go and if they're going to send me the money to fly over. If that makes sense.
Okay.
Because I'm getting tired of indirect and not spiritual talk, more verbal, if that makes sense.
I get what you're saying. I do see you traveling next summer. I think there's a very good chance of that. I also think there's going to be some extended plans beyond just a normal trip that you were thinking of taking. So you might go on, if you do go on a trip, you're going to maybe do some sightseeing beyond what you're just going to do for the trip itself. There's going to be an extra couple of days of travel around it, and I feel like you'll be satisfied with the trip overall. I wouldn't invest too much into what people are asking you right now. People are nosy sometimes, or they try to get involved in things they don't understand. But I think ultimately you are going on this trip and you're going to be satisfied with it. That's all I'm getting.
Yeah, not the only
not.
That. It's not
What's
being
that,
nosy. It's not them being nosy. It's the person that's going around town, the saying stuff, and that
somebody's running
life.
Their mouth. Somebody's running. Yeah, someone's running their mouth about something that they
they're
don't need to.
They're asking me if it's true. They're asking me if it's
true.
I would. I would.
There's somebody that's a busybody that's involved in this that I feel like you just need to stay. You know. Curse with, stay short with, don't share, overindulge, is what I'm being told.
Yeah, I know who it is. Are they going to pay for my ticket?
Yeah.
That's my question.
They will.
Yes.
You have to with your trip.
Cool. Appreciate it and what I want from it. Cool, appreciate
I
it.
I think you're going to get what you need from it, and you'll be happy with it. So that's what I'm getting. I don't see you being denied an opportunity to do it, so you are going to go on this trip.
When is he going to let me know about this? I would just wish
when
he
you
just
said that,
comes directly to me
when you
to
said
talk
that,
about it, not other people.
Yeah, something about February.
Well, he better fucking call my ass for my birthday this month.
Nah, I'm getting February, so that was one answer to your question.
Gotcha. You better call me before that.
All right.
Cool, I appreciate it.
Thank you.
You're
Have
welcome.
A good day. Thank you. Bye.
Thanks.
Let's see. 914.
I'm just Southern Dishy.
Hi, 914. This is Jason Zook. Welcome to the show. Can I have your name, where you're calling from, and what question you have for us?
Yes, please. Thank you. My name is Catherine, and I'm calling from New York. Thank you for taking my call.
And what's your question, Catherine?
I was wondering, please, if you see Nelson and I entering into a contract together. I'm not sure if he'll just want money up front or if we'll work out a deal.
It feels like money up front. And then you'll do it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
oh, okay.
I see an agreement coming in with you guys. I see you shaking hands about, meaning that it's a deal, and I see it as something that's going to be very positive coming up.
Hmm. Oh, fabulous. Oh, yay. The meeting's on Wednesday, so you made my weekend. That's something to look forward to.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good.
Thank
you both so much. Happy holidays.
Appreciate
Thank you.
You. Happy holidays.
Yeah.
Thank you. Kelly Jo, how can our audience find you?
KellyJoPsychic.com, and my phone number is 561-333-5367.
Great. And everyone can contact me through the Social Psychic and on Instagram. I have the handle the Social Psychic. YouTube channel, or my website, thesocialpsychic.com. You can also call 833-JASON-ZOOK if anyone's interested. I am changing my schedule to give readings on Saturdays between 11 and 2 to get new job stuff coming up, but anyone's more than welcome to reach out and contact me, and I'll do my best to work with them. Great. Thank you, Kelly Jo.
Thank you. I make great Christmas gifts.
Absolutely,
uh-huh.
You do. Hi, 845. Welcome to the show.
Hi. My name is Maria. I'm calling from New York.
Hello.
Hi. She's my daughter. Is she going to go out to with the name of somebody, the name of Mark?
So you're asking if your daughter's going to go out with someone by the name of Mark. Is that right?
Yes, Mark.
Are you saying in terms of a relationship, or you're saying in terms of new contacts? I just want to see that in the context of you. Because the one thing I'm seeing is that you're...
No.
What was that? I didn't hear the last part of that.
Relationship.
Can you repeat that? Okay. I do see the potential of a relationship. Yeah, I see the potential of a relationship coming up. The name itself isn't as much jumping off. I see your daughter getting involved in a relationship early next year that's going to benefit her. And it's going to grow slowly, but by the summer, it'll be in a very good place, is what I'm getting.
That's a good thing, yeah.
Yeah. Go ahead, Kelja.
Is Mark the guy that she's dating now?
No.
Is he a little bit in Italy? He's a what in Italy?
Yeah.
This is a person that you wanted to be with, right?
My daughter, she wanted to be here.
You know, well, whether it's him or not, like, I agree with Jason. She's going to be in a long-term relationship by summer. And it'll lead into marriage.
And this guy, I want to go back in Italy again. You see me go back this year again?
Is she going to what again?
To go in Italy this year. And it's summer, you know.
Not right now.
Can you repeat that? Yeah.
And it's summer.
Are you asking? Yeah. Just so we're clear, you're going back to Italy in summer. Go ahead, sorry.
I didn't understand what you said, ma'am.
I say, you see me. So we're going to go on the summer in Italy, me and my daughter.
Oh, if you're going to go on a trip?
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Thanks.
You will.
Yeah, I see you traveling overseas this summer as well. I agree with Kelly Jo on that as well.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Have a nice holiday.
Thank you.
You too.
Have a great holiday. Thank you. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Kelly Jo, I love when we read together and we can pick up, like, when you're saying things, I had images of her in Italy. You're like, yeah, you're going to be in Italy with your daughter. I can. It's so interesting how we can feed off each other, right?
That's cool.
Okay. All right. So we have a 216 now. Hi, 216. This is Jason Zook. Welcome to the show. Where are you calling from? What's your name?
Hello.
For Kelly Jo. Hi.
I had to turn my volume up. Happy Thanksgiving. Belated.
Happy
yes.
Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving.
Christmas.
Thank you.
My name
What's
is
name?
Sharon from Ohio.
Hey, Sharon.
And I have
Welcome
a question
to the show.
About question starting next year in January. I am considering posting for another position in my company just to learn more skills. It's really not the money or anything. Or should I wait? Am I going to don't break something that already works? What do you feel for that? What do you see coming up for me? Or if I should just stay and keep learning more in my department? Such decisions, I know.
I'll say this, from picking up on what you're asking, I feel like you have nothing to lose, nothing ventured, nothing lost, what my spirit guides told me about you looking for other positions or even just posting for other things. I feel like you're eventually going to wind up in another position. Time frame is based on you. It depends on how you aggressively search or not, but I do see a change in a job that's eventually going to lead to something bigger and better for you down the road. So it's like a stepping stone. So your quest for additional information, your quest for more knowledge and skill sets is beneficial for you. And ultimately, it's going to favor your career path for yourself and your choices you make. So I see steady growth, stair step level is what I get. Steady and gradual. And that's what I see coming up for you. You're not staying in your current spot very long.
That's interesting. Okay, I'll be there. Actually, 3 years. There's still a lot to learn, but we'll see. If the right job comes up for me, I'll post for it.
I think you have a really good chance. You have a really good chance at another position, and I feel like you've been underutilized in some of your skill sets at other positions at your current job.
Because of my age.
So it's been beneficial for
you.
Yeah, and you've been overlooked for certain things, so that's why I see a new position coming up as favorable, where you'll be appreciated on all your levels and skill sets.
Yeah, there's just one of the team lead in our department. She's not the manager, but she's the team. There's five of us. She doesn't give me a lot.
Okay.
There's some things she doesn't want to give me, so I just, whatever. I'm so busy with other stuff, but I would like to learn more. I don't know.
There's going to be a supervisor position.
She's very controlling.
Go ahead.
There's going to be a supervisor position come up, and you apply for it.
Oh, that wasn't even a thought. I don't know if I want to be manager. I have so many other things I do outside of work. I don't know. The job I have now is kind of like a superior position. You know what I mean? Like a not management, but I would say it's kind of. But go on. What else are you picking up?
There's a supervisor position that will become available, and you can apply for it if you want.
Okay. Interesting. And that'll be next year?
Yes.
Obviously.
It looks
okay.
like in March.
Around
yeah,
the March
and next
time.
Year's
okay.
a pretty, and next year's a pretty pivotal year of personal growth for you, too, outside of career choices. So you're going to have a lot of balancing things coming up that are good, is what I see.
Yeah,
and you're
going to
redo
balance.
Your kitchen like you want it.
I know. You know, I do have the money. I just keep waiting and putting it off. Everything has gone up so much. I know when the time is right. I'll know when the time is right, but you're absolutely right. I was going to start looking for next spring.
And then you're going to do the deep sink and the pot filler upper faucet and the really pretty subway tile that you've been looking at. You're going to get that.
Oh, wow. But everything has gone up so much now. Everybody keeps saying, wait until the spring, wait until what? I know when it's the right time, but I know that's going to be a job for them to do. But it'll be a good one.
I see you getting what I call boo-boo tile. It's tile that somebody ordered and don't want, and you're going to get it for cheap, 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 cheap.
Yeah, I'm a bargain shopper. I try to get the best for my money.
Yeah,
yeah,
I
would do
see
that.
You get, then you have just enough to do the whole wall. Bada boom, bada bing.
You're so, plus my neighbor's really good at that.
Do
he
you,
does stuff like that. He, yeah. What? You were right
ask,
about my
do
dog, by the way, Kelly Gerald. You're right about my dog.
Cool.
I was going to ask you, do you do shopping for different knickknacks or collectibles too? Because I feel like you're going to be doing that kind of thing over the summer and late spring next year. So there's going to be something there that you're going to be going to different places, rummaging through things, but there's something like that I see coming up for you as well.
I love thrifting. I collect angels, by the way.
Yeah, I see you with a bunch of knickknacks.
Right.
I see you
sure
enjoying
do.
Yourself. Custom tailoring your property, you know, with all the different knickknacks that exist is what I see. A bunch of first-hand knickknacks, so I bet. You're going to enjoy it.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you so much for calling the show.
Thank
appreciate
you
it.
Have a good Christmas.
Have a good night. Okay. Let's see. 773. Hi, 773. This is Jason Zook. Welcome to the show. Do you have a question for Kelly Jo and myself? Where are you calling from and what's your name?
Yes. My name is Nan. I'm calling from Chicago. Thank you for taking my call. How are you?
Thank you.
Good.
Great. Enjoying our Friday night with you. It's a pleasure.
Good for you. Hey, I do have a question for you. I have been just kind of like lost and bored and a little bit financially drained, and I'm wondering if you see any changes in the coming year.
Yes, you're going to find a hobby that you like, and you're going to get out and about more, and you are going to get to have savings in 6 months.
Oh, wow.
And I see you, like, joining, like, some kind of group that you're interested in, and you'll enjoy it, and you'll make new friends.
Oh, good, good, good. Anything I need to do to help that?
Get out and about. You know, you don't do anything. You're going to start
doing.
You're right,
I don't. You're psychic. You're right, I don't.
I am psychic. If you don't do nothing, nothing's going to happen.
You're right. All right. Well, that's good to know. I was just worried. I think one of the issues is I'm worried that financially I don't have the money to do anything.
There's always stuff like meetup groups, all that, and it don't have to cost you money.
Okay. I just need to be more creative on that stuff then.
Right.
All right. Well, I'll give it a swirl.
Yeah.
And remember, when you go out with friends and they want to go eat, soup is always cheap or an appetizer.
Okay.
I'm gonna say this to you. When you were talking about being lost or trying to find, you're gonna be found. You're finding yourself. You're finding your real purpose and your meaning behind things. And I see coming up this year is gonna be like you feel like you're more in your power, so to speak. So. Whatever it was you were struggling through personally, I stayed home a lot as well. I guess a lot of us did that. We kind of like, but you had some changes in your life that are going on, and everything that's going on right now is happening for a reason. So you're going to see that more. You're going to be like, aha, like, things are going to make sense to you more 3 or 4 months down the road than they do right now. So that's clarity coming your way. Okay? And you'll be happy about it.
I like happy. Right? Thank you.
You're going to get your mojo back.
I like mojo,
exactly.
Too.
Bring in
thank
your
you.
Step. Bring in your step.
All right. Thanks very much. I appreciate you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. All right. 559. Hi, 559. This is Jason Zook. Welcome to the show. Where are you calling from, and what question do you have for Kelly, Joe, and myself?
Great. I'm calling from California. I'm doing great.
Great. What's your name?
My name is Evelyn.
Hi, Evelyn. Welcome to the show. What is your question for Kelly, Joe, and myself?
Kelly and Jason, I would like to know if I will become a mother next year. I had a miscarriage and this year, and to see if I could become a mom.
That child will return to you. It was a boy. So, yes, you will have a boy.
Okay. That's
and
exciting.
He's hanging right off your thigh, so one drop will do you. And the next one, you can bounce up and down. It won't fall out next time. Am I making sense?
Yes. I part of me blames myself. I was working out at the gym and I felt pain. And then I thought, well, if that wouldn't have worked out, it wouldn't have happened. So there's a little
bit. It isn't your fault, huh? It's not your fault.
Mm-hmm.
So don't blame yourself.
Well, thank you for that.
I'll say this, Evelyn, too. No guilt for that stuff, okay? First off, my heart goes out to you. I know I can only imagine going through that. I want you to know going forward, I agree with Kelly Joe. I do see you having a son. I see you happy. I do see you being out and about a lot more. If you've been kind of retreated inwards, I see you going out more and being more social, and I also see you satisfied with what's coming up. So in terms of having this child, and you're going to plan for it, and you'll know, you'll have a different feeling about things at this time around. Is what I'm getting. You're not going to feel like you're going to lose it. Even though you have those fears, you're not going to have that happen.
Okay, that's great to hear. Thank you so much.
You
all have a great day.
You too.
Great holiday. Thank you so much. Appreciate you.
Thank you.
All right, thank you. All right. That's hard, definitely. But thank God, you know, good things coming up. Let's see. 775. Hi, 775. This is Jason Zook. Welcome to the show. Where are you calling from? Do you have a question for Kelly, Joe, or myself?
Oh, hello. So nice to speak with you. My name is Wendy from California. It's been a while since we've talked. And,
hi, Wendy. Yeah.
I'm the lady. Nice to speak
Social
with
Security.
You. Well, thank you. I had applied to use my long-term care coverage from a very well-known insurance company starting at the letter U, and they denied me. It's a very rich policy, so they don't want to pay the money. I contracted with an attorney. He has a 10 AVO rating, and his reviews are 5 stars. And I'm very impressed with him. And he already sent the letter of representation today. And I sent my attorney all kind of HIPAA records and lots of other relative information. The attorney's first name is Eddie. Will I prevail? Will I get my benefits for home health care approved, and will I get extra money for all the distress that they've put me through?
Go ahead, Jay.
Sure. I'm going to say two things. One, control your expectations with things.
Oh, I'm sorry. My name is Wendy, W-E-N-D-Y.
Yeah, I thought I said that. I'm sorry. My apologies. I said the name up by that. Wendy, I'll say a couple things. One, I feel like when it comes to your expectations of the outcome of the situation, I'm being told to work closely with your attorney. I think you're in good hands. I think you'll be satisfied, but your expectations have to be in line with whatever that, you know, your lawyer is going to recommend for you. That's your attorney-client relationship. Mm-hmm. So I'm not there to comment on that, but I will say that I think as long as you have your expectations in check and you work closely with your attorney, I think you'll be pretty satisfied with the outcome of it. It may take longer than you expect it to, because sometimes the legal system takes a while to go through things, so don't be discouraged by that. but I do ultimately see you having a recovery. I just want to make sure you have your expectations in line with what you're expecting, so that I would recommend that you definitely have open communication with your attorney and what you're expecting, and see what they, you know, what they suggest in return to that. But that's what I'm picking up, that you're going to have a recovery. It's going to take longer than you expect, so just hang in there, but it is ultimately going to be a recovery. It just has to be in line with your expectations on that. That's what I'm getting to tell you.
So, but you do see me prevailing?
I see you having a recovery and resolving the claim. I just think you have to work closely with your lawyer to make sure you're on the same page with them. I can see that could be a little bit of a complication, okay?
All right, thank you.
My answer is yes. You're welcome. Go ahead, Kelly Jo.
And I see it taking maybe a year and a half to get resolved.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, because the big company's going to drag it out some.
Yeah. Well, but will I eventually prevail?
You're going to get some money, and it's money that you didn't have anyway, I think that you'll be pleased with it.
Okay. All right. Well, I think I chose well in my attorney. I did a lot of research.
Yeah, he knows stuff, and he knows how to do it.
The one thing, I'll add is just keep your expectations in check. Talk to your lawyer and ask them, what are the average recoveries in these kind of situations? Because a lot of times people think they're going to get the uppermost of everything, and a lot of times
and
they're negotiating
not true.
For it. So, yeah, I would say keep your expectations in check with what your attorney can do for you. That's what I'm getting over and over the top.
That sounds like smart advice. Yes.
Yeah, but you're gonna get past all this and be able to move beyond it. Is how I see it too.
Okay. Well, thank
right.
you very much. I appreciate
thank you.
It.
Thank you. Happy holidays. Thank you. All right. 917. Hi, 917. Welcome to the show. This is Jason Zook. Where are you calling from? What's your name? And if you have any questions for Kelly Jo and I, what is that?
Happy Friday. My name is Tim. I'm calling from New Jersey. How are you?
Happy Good. Friday. I'm doing great. Happy to thank you for supporting our show. Appreciate you calling in today.
Absolutely. Thank
you.
I wanted to ask about a relationship with a guy named Philip.
Yeah. I'll go. You want me to go first, Kelly Jo?
Yeah, I see progression there. You know, it's moving forward.
Okay.
And you have to let him lead a little bit because you take the lead a lot.
Yeah.
Down.
I'm sorry, what else did you say?
I said, calm down.
That's what he says.
Yeah, because you're trying to push too hard. Don't do that. You'll run him off.
No, actually, he's pushing. I just didn't like it. There was someone, like another woman, that was trying to, like, flirt with him and stuff, so I just didn't like that.
Oh, he's a giant flirt.
Yeah, he is.
That's not, if you want to be with him, that's not going to change.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So, but I see you having fun with him and enjoying him.
Mm-hmm. Well, I actually was trying to slow him down. He was talking about marriage. He said that he has to be married. And I was like, let's take our time and get to know each other. He said he's a man with principles, so.
Well, I was telling somebody to calm down. Well, he needs to slow up a little bit.
Yes, I just want to flirt and have fun, but we're in ministry, so he's saying that we can't do that. We have to be married.
Oh, bull hockey.
Yeah, why is he moving fast then?
You know, it's like you're getting to, that's why it's called dating. You're getting to know somebody.
Exactly.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, Jay.
Okay. Yeah, I agree with Kelly Jo. I think just take your time, take it in stride. I feel like you also have some strong connection at the core, like a spiritual dynamic to it. I can't tell if it's a twin flame or a soulmate, but I see a very strong alignment between the two of you. I feel like someone's been a little shell-shocked, and that might have been you, with him coming at you, and someone's very stubborn. So if you guys get into arguments, keep in mind of the stubbornness there. because that could help
he's
the two
stubborn.
Of you get even closer.
Yeah. Oh, you said work
you
on the stubbornness?
Of that.
He's stubborn.
You just have to be mindful of the stubbornness when it equates into things with your relationship dynamic. Other than that,
mm-hmm.
I think he really is heavily into you. I think he's happy. I think he's satisfied. I think you just have to come to a terms of agreement, a time frame for the relationship going forward. And I think that's going to be defined more between now and the summer.
Yes, I think so. I have another guy really quick. So his name is Tracy. Do you see what you get from him too? I'm weighing my options.
I don't see a stronger connection with him as you do with Philip. I feel
like
Philip's a stronger connection to you. And I think you'd have to work harder to get to know behind door number two right there than you have already with door number one, is what I'm being told.
That's true.
It'll take
so.
You more work. Yes.
Yes. Oh, my God, you guys are amazing. Yes, that's true.
So,
and
it's good to have choices.
Other guy, he's very secretive, so you don't really want that. He's not forthcoming.
He is secretive.
So I'd leave that one be if I was you.
Well, he came on strong also.
I think he's strong with door number one. I agree with Kelly Joe. Philip. We're team Philip.
When I met Tracy, he just came off. He's like a police officer, so he just came off and was like, I'm your date for the night. And I just felt like, oh, he is.
He's
in charge. He's full of himself?
Yep.
Yeah, because I was like, oh, my God, dating him, I would have to be quiet and watch him and let him leave.
next.
Yeah,
next, okay.
Me too, for sure.
Okay, so the person that's flirting with Philip, don't pay her any attention because she tries to come in and interfere with our prayers, and she's, like, really flirty. And I'm like, we're ministers. Don't act like that.
I would just focus on Philip and not worry about anyone outside of him. I would focus on your connection with each other, and it should grow over time.
That's excellent advice. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. Thanks for calling in.
Thank
we
you.
Appreciate you.
You're welcome.
Happy
Thank you. I appreciate you all. Happy holidays. Bye.
Yeah. Happy holidays.
Let's see. We got a 727. Hi, 727. Welcome to the show. This is Jason Zook. Can I have your name and what question you have for Kelly Joe and myself?
Hi, Jason and Kelly Joe. It's Jill from Florida. How are you?
Good.
Hi, Jill. Welcome to the show. What question do you have for us?
I want to know about my job, what you see coming up in my current job for me.
Okay.
Go ahead, Jay.
I got there some changes in your duties or the structure of your position. There's some changes coming up. They're going to talk to you more about it as the month goes on, but I feel like they're making some changes. They're not anything to be afraid of in terms of the changes. I just see you having some different set of duties that you're going to be working on. They're like realigning something or having certain changes occur. And I feel like you'll acclimate and it's just going to, you're going to have a stable position overall. And I think overall in the long run, you're going to make more money. It's just going to take you some time, but that's what I'm seeing. I see just changing in duties or reallocation of duties or they're not downgrading you at all. They're just giving you different duty sets to do of obligations and duties is what I see.
Okay.
I see a raise in pay too. Now, is there like a, are they doing an agglomeration there? Because it feels like combining something with another thing.
No, they combined us already. And I'm hoping April 1st to get a promotion.
You are. You're going to get a promotion.
I see that too. I see that too. Definitely more money. For sure.
Okay. Cause it's like a nice promotion if, and it's tied to our performance appraisal, which we have to do a self-evaluation for the end of the month. And then it would be effective 4/1. But
yes.
I didn't know if I was on track to get, because that's when they do the next promotion.
Right. So you're going to get one. Now, do you guys get bonuses too?
Yeah, we're going to get a bonus.
Because I see a big bonus this year.
Okay. So our performance appraisal merit increase is April 1st, and our bonus is March 1st.
Yeah. So I see both.
Okay. But, and then the promotion would be a huge increase.
Yeah.
If I get it. Okay.
I see an increase in pay, and I see reallocation of duty. So I think that to me reflects what Kelly Jo's saying. I'm in agreement of that, the raise and extra money and the bonus. Praying
for
you.
Yeah, and
it's going to be
more responsibility too. So
yes,
I'll be doing more than what I'm doing now.
That's what Jason was saying. Yes.
Yeah, and it was my 5-year anniversary last Sunday.
Congratulations.
Yeah, I love this job. Like, it was tailor-made for me. I just love it.
Excellent.
But you never know.
Understandable. I see it being very positive, and you'll be satisfied.
They're going to change your computer system. Lucky you guys.
Oh, they are? They haven't
said
anything about that yet.
Yep. New system you got to learn. Funzy onesie.
When is that going to be?
That's going to happen in late January.
Oh, gosh.
I was
going to ask
you that in March. The month of February is going to be chaotic for you with this new system change, but I feel like by March you'll be pretty in the know.
Okay. I'm writing that down.
All right.
Because everybody's looking at each other going, I don't understand how this works.
Oh, yeah, I bet. Okay, well, you all have a nice holiday, and thank you as usual. All right.
Thank
bye-bye.
You. You too.
Bye-bye.
Thank you,
Joe. You're welcome. Bye.
We're going to take one last caller. Let's see. Hi, 813. Welcome to the show. This is Jason Zook. Do you have a question for Kelly Jo and myself? Your name, and what's your question?
My name is Christy. I'm from Florida. And I guess.
Hi, Christy.
My question for tonight. Hi. Hope you guys are having a wonderful night.
We are.
Yes.
Good.
Absolutely.
I've been listening. You guys have been doing a great job. So I was calling in really just to see, I guess, what the spirit guides are saying, maybe in the romance department or really whatever you guys can pick up. Regarding something that I need to know.
Okay. Do you want to go first, Kelly Jo?
Yeah, the name Eric is coming to me really strong. He is an alive person. I'm a medium, so I always have to ask if they're alive or dead. Eric's going to be an important name for you. Yes, you will have a relationship starting in February, end of February. Salt and pepper hair, 5'11", square jawline, gray eyes. He wears a suit to work and a crisp white shirt. He can iron better than you do. And meet him through a group activity. So it might be at a party or something like that. It's in a group.
Like, could it be like a Christmas party or something?
It could be.
Because I don't know anything.
No, that's not Christmas. It's in the beginning of the year.
Oh, okay. The only event I have currently is a Christmas party in the end of December.
Well, you're going to meet him the first of the year.
Okay.
So that's, that would be somebody that you're interested in and you date. So
that's, I've been dating for the last 7 years. Like, there's so much. Everybody is like, nobody's commit. You know, I feel like everybody I go for, maybe they, none of them are like commitment type of people. I guess.
What did I just say? I said you date and you get to know this guy and it can lead into a relationship.
Okay.
So don't negate it.
Okay.
And you're changing your modus operandi.
Yeah, because I don't usually go for older, so
Oh, well.
So, yeah. No, but I'm saying that definitely would be me changing stuff up.
You know, and you're ready to commit now. You weren't before. That's why you were picking people that were uncommittal.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Because you sort of kind of wanted to and you sort of kind of didn't.
Yeah. Yeah, because I'm really busy.
Yeah, so that's why that happened. Now you're ready for a commitment. Go ahead, Jay.
Yeah. Thank you, Christy, by the way. I see something. As Kelly Jo talks, I pick up stuff. My clairvoyance pops. So I got somebody driving a truck, a flatbed truck, black or white, I see in your life. And I feel like you're going to have – they're going to have either a construction background, they're good with their hands. You're going to like that about them, that they're like – they take care of themselves. I'm not getting a name. I'm just getting a description of somebody. Age range, I would get late 20s, early 30s, mid-30s. Is what I'm picking up, but you're also going to have choices. There's going to be somebody else you're going to pick from as well that you could have a choice about. I think either way, you're going to have greater stability than you had in the past, in the last 2 years or something, because I feel like it's going to be your choice to make is what I'm being told. So you're not going to have a situation where you're like pining for someone, chasing somebody. The person you're going to wind up with is going to be somebody you decide to wind up with, and you're going to be happy with the decision is what I get. But they'll have construction background, because I got stuff about their hands. Like they've got calluses on their hands. That could also be going to the gym and working out because I see them fit. But I feel like you're going to be satisfied with, like, feeling safe and secure with this person, that you could be vulnerable to them and not have to worry about them judging or being involved in your life in a way that you may have, you know, they'll be supported. They're not going to be taking away from your life at all. They're going to build you up, not make you feel bad, is what I'm being told to tell you. And other people in your life, I feel like they sometimes take. This person's going to be a giver and balance you out better than anyone else you've ever been with.
Well, that'll be awesome.
That's what I see. I also see next year is a big career year for you. So you're going to have other things highlighting above beyond just romance or a new relationship. But it is going to be something I see very strongly for you that you'll be satisfied with.
When you say career, do you mean like the same career I'm in or like a change?
I see you going up higher in your career. So if you're in a certain spot right now, you might move up higher than you are. Because that's coming off your energy as well.
Because I just got a promotion, so.
I see more on the way. You're not staying where you're at. You're going to keep going. Because I see you taking leisure travel and stuff as well. You'll be satisfied.
Nice. Well, that's exciting. Yeah. Since I put so much of my effort into my work, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, thank you guys. Absolutely. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
I hope you guys have a good rest of your night.
Thank you. Thank you. We appreciate you supporting the show, and thank you for calling in with your question.
Thanks, guys. Have a good night.
Okay. You too. Thank you. Kelly Jo, one last time. How can our audience find you? So anyone
Kelly
wants Jo. To call you for readings? Or...
KellyJoPsychic.com, 561-333-5367 for a private reading.
Excellent. Excellent. And trust me, as you can see on the show today, Kelly Jo's a real deal. Check her out, go to her website, hire her to, you know, contact her for reading. She's amazing. And I'm just so happy to have you involved with us, Kelly Jo, and working on the show with me and all the years that we've been working together. I think next year is going to be a really good chance for everything that we've been doing. It's going to come together in fruition. So I'm pretty excited about that. So.
And I appreciate you too.
Excellent.
Thank you.
I still have to see you in person. We're going to do that. I'm going to make it down to Naples or Sarasota or Fort Lauderdale even, or, you know, Palm Beach where you're at. I'm going to find you, and we're going to meet up at some point in the not-so-far future. So. Okay. But thank you.
Thank you.
I appreciate anything else you want to add as updates or anything else for our audience?
That's
to
about
know?
It. I wish everybody right. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Thank you.
Excellent. All right. Thank you so much, Kelly Jo.
Good night.
I just want to thank everyone for tuning into this episode and everyone asking questions and supporting the show. I really appreciate you doing so. As you can see, Kelly Jo and I have been doing this for quite a number of times over the last several years, and we'll continue to do so in the future. I really appreciate everyone supporting our show. Thank you so much. Check out our Instagram, the Social Psychic. You could check out the Social Psychic website and be on the lookout for Psychic Visions, which is coming up in January for release, as well as I mentioned earlier, the Paranormal Universe Network with Electrocast Media. Thank you so much, guys. Until next time, stay positive, because when you're positive, anything's possible.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Social Psychic Radio Show. Don't forget to join us for another episode next time. If you enjoyed the show, we'd love for you to subscribe, rate, and give us a review on iTunes. You can also check us out on Facebook, and don't forget to visit the Social Psychic YouTube channel. Until next time, it's a big world out there. Keep an open mind, embrace your paradigms, and know that the universe is always yours to explore.
Are you looking for that perfect gift to express your appreciation for your loved one or bestie? Well, look no further. Royal Susie offers one-of-a-kind designs with genuine high-quality crystals, stones, and the most precious of metals that are guaranteed to satisfy the urges of your inner king or queen. Each piece is handcrafted with love and is sure to inspire and captivate all. Indulge yourself by visiting Royal Susie's website at www.royalsusie.com for splendid items like agate bookends, impressively crystal-studded bottle stoppers, and beautifully handcrafted nightlights that will charm every room in your home. Royal Susie's featured collections will truly delight your guests and always make them feel welcome. Any questions? Contact Royal Susie directly by email at royalsusiedesigns@yahoo.com.
Hey there, fabulous souls. I'm Stephanie Baklaan.
And I'm Eden Uppert.
And we're the hosts of the brand new podcast, Unapologetically Fab.
Get ready to join us on an amazing and real journey as we dive into life after 40 and own it.
We're all about changing the narrative, leaning into who you are, and living a life by your own design.
Join us as we embrace life unapologetically and redefine success.
This is Unapologetically Fab,
an Electrocast production.
See you there.
Electrocast.
Introducing the Deep Leadership Podcast. Leadership is a people business. That's the philosophy of your podcast host, John Rennie. As a former submarine officer who spent 22 years leading businesses in corporate America before starting his own manufacturing business, he knows that leadership matters.
Leadership matters.
Deep Leadership is real world, actionable leadership advice from John and his expert guests. Become a leader worth following. Subscribe today.
Electrocast.